So thank you very much for joining us this morning, and we welcome you each Saturday at this time. And just before we read from the Word of God, we'll pray and ask for God's blessing on our meeting. Father in heaven, we're grateful for the Lord Jesus. We're thankful for thy care and thy love in sending your Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him would be saved. And so we thank you for this. We pray if there's any not saved in our meeting, in our gathering this morning, this afternoon, this evening, on Zoom, that they will be saved and know a personal Savior. So we pray for any needs that the people here would have. And we just ask you for help from the beginning to end in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to look at a couple portions of the Word of God. I'm going to read a few verses that are important, and then we'll discuss the story that kind of illustrates what's on my mind. We'll begin with, I'm going to go over to Matthew 11 and verse 28. And go ahead, Raquel.
Ating babasahin sa araw na ito ay mula sa aklat ng Mateo, chapter 11, verse 28. Lumapit kayo sa akin, kayong lahat na nahihirapan at nabibigat ang lubha sa inyong pasanin, at kayo'y bibigyan ko ng kapahingahan.
Thank you. And in English, it reads, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's an invitation. Second one, we're going to go over to 1 Timothy chapter 2. First Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3 and 4. And I'll read in English, and then I'll ask Raquel to translate. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 3 and 4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
So, ang ating ikalawang babasahin sa Biblia ay matatagpuan sa Unang Timoteo, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Ito ang mabuti at nakalulugod sa Diyos na ating tagapagligtas. Ibig niyang ang lahat ng tao ay maligtas at makaalam ng katotohanan ito.
Thank you. Now to see the other side, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. So God wants everybody to be saved, and 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 says this, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. He does not want anyone to perish, but that all should come to repentance.
So ang susunod na nating babasahin ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng ikalawang Pedro, chapter 3, verse 9. Ang Panginoon ay hindi nagpapabaya sa kanyang pangako gaya ng inaakala ng ilan. Hindi pa niya tinutupad ang pangakong iyon alang-alang sa inyo. Binibigyan pa niya ng pagkakataon ng lahat upang makapagsisi at tumalikod sa kasalanan, sapagkat hindi niya nais na may mapahamak.
Thank you. We're going to go back one more to Acts 4 and verse 12. And it's good to see that we can get this right from the Bible, and we're not thinking these things up. Acts 4, And verse 12, once I get there, I'll read it. I'll just read the last, actually, I'll read the whole sentence, it's good, the whole verse. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
At sa aklat ng mga gawa, chapter 4, verse 12, sa kanya lamang matatagpuan ang kaligtasan, sapagkat walang ibang pangalan ng sinumang tao sa buong mundo na ibinigay ng Diyos sa mga tao upang tayo ay maligtas.
Okay, thank you. Now if we could turn back to Matthew 14 and verse number 22. Perhaps, Raquel, if you could read this portion, just because of the time frame, 22 to 33.
Matthew 22:2.
33.
Yeah, okay. So sa muli at bumalik tayo sa aklat ng Mateo, chapter 14, verse 22 hanggang 33. 22. Agad pinasakay ni Jesus sa bangka ang mga alagad at pinauna sa kabilang ibayo. Samantala, pinauwi naman niya ang mga tao. Matapos niyang paalisin ang mga ito, mag-isa siyang umakyat sa bundok upang manalangin. Nag-iisa siyang inabutan doon ng gabi. Samantala, ang bangka ay nasa laot na, ngunit sinasalpok ito ng mga alon dahil pasalungat ito sa hangin. Nang madaling araw na sumunod sa kanila si Jesus na naglalakad sa ibabaw ng tubig. 26. Kinilabutan sa takot ang mga alagad nang makita nilang may lumalakad sa ibabaw ng tubig. Multo, sigaw nila. 27. Ngunit nagsalita agad si Jesus at sinabi sa kanila, "Huwag kayong matakot, ako ito." 28. Sinabi ni Pedro, "Panginoon, kung talagang ikaw nga iyan, hayaan mong ako'y pumunta sa iyong kinaroroonan, diyan sa ibabaw ng tubig." 29. Sumagot siya, "Halika." Mula sa bangka ay lumakad si Pedro sa ibabaw ng tubig papunta kay Jesus. 30. Ngunit nang mapansin niya na malakas ang hangin, siya ay natakot at nagsimulang lumubog. "Panginoon, sagipin ninyo ako," sigaw niya. 31. Agad siyang inabot ni Jesus, "Bakit ka nag-alinlangan? Napakaliit ng iyong pananampalataya," sinabi niya kay Pedro. 32. Pagkasakay nila sa bangka, tumigil ang hangin. 33. Sinamba siya ng mga nasa bangka. "Tunay nga pong kayo ang anak ng Diyos," sabi nila.
Very good. Thank you. I could have read. I just was thinking of the time. So I just wanted to think of this story and these verses that we read. Before are applicable to us. Really, they're applicable to everybody.
So, Ama, nais ni Dale na pag-usapan natin ang mga verses na ito na ating binasa at maaaring ito ay na-apply sa inyong mga buhay.
So, I want you to take a look at them. And I want you to consider yourself in those verses and ask, "Am I saved?"
So ating tingnan ang mga talatang ito at ikonsidera sa ating sarili. Tayo baga ay ligtas?
In this story, Matthew 14, it's a story where Peter was saved from physically dying.
So ang mga istoryang ito sa Mateo ay naglalarawan ng si Pedro ay masagip mula sa kamatayan.
Peter had only one person he could turn to to save him from physically drowning.
So si Pedro, may isang tao lamang na kanyang malalapitan upang siya ay masagip sa pagkalunod.
And the Lord was right there with the Lord with Peter when he called out for salvation.
At ang Panginoong Jesus ay naroon sa tabi ni Pedro nang siya ay tumawag upang siya ay maligtas.
And if you look at the story, Peter said, beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me."
So kung ating muling titingnan, sinabi ni Pedro nang siya ay papalubog na, sinabi niyang, "Panginoon, sagipin mo ninyo ako."
And we read in verse 31, "And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?"
At sa verse 31, mababasa natin na pagdakay inabot ni Jesus sa ang kamay ni Pedro at sinabi sa kanyang, "Bakit ka nag-aalinlangan? Napakaliit ng iyong pananampalataya."
Do you know that when it comes to you and me, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save?
At alam niyo ba na pagdating sa atin, sa iyo, sa atin, sa amin, ang kamay ng Panginoon ay hindi napakaikli upang tayo ay maabot.
Sorry. He is very willing to save you.
Nais niya na kayo ay iligtas.
It's the desire of the God of heaven that you be saved from your sin.
At nais ng Diyos sa langit na lahat tayo ay maligtas.
And in, when we read in 2 Peter, it is not his will that you perish.
At nabasa natin sa ikalawang Pedro na hindi nais ng Diyos na tayo ay mapahamak.
But just like Peter, once he started going down, we as sinners are going down.
At kagaya ni Pedro, nang siya ay magsimulang lumubog, kagaya natin, tayo ay papalubog din sa ating mga kasalanan.
Those who were on the broad way that the Lord Jesus mentioned are going down to destruction, which is hell.
So ang lahat ng nasa malawak na daan ay mapapahamak at magtutungo sa impyerno.
Here's where we are, just like Peter, on the broad way.
At narito, kagaya ni Pedro, tayo ay nasa malawak na daan. Doon ipinapakita ni Dale sa larawan kung nasaan ang malawak na daan.
Anyone here that's saved in our gathering today is on the narrow way.
So lahat ng mga ligtas na naririto at nakikinig ay naroon sa makitid na daan.
If it wasn't for the Lord Jesus right there ready to save, Peter would have died.
At kung hindi dahil sa Panginoong Hesus na nakahanda upang magligtas, si Pedro ay maaaring namatay.
Each one of us have cried out to the Lord to save us from our sins.
So ang bawat isa sa atin ay kinakailangang makinig o sumigaw sa Panginoon para sa ating kaligtasan.
You know, there was no savior for Peter except for the Lord Jesus.
At walang tagapagligtas kay Pedro kung hindi ang Panginoong Jesus.
Just the same as it was for Peter, it's the same for us. There is no savior from our sin except for the Lord Jesus.
At kagaya kay Pedro, walang ibang tagapagligtas para sa ating mga kasalanan kung hindi ang Panginoong Jesus lamang.
I want you to think about this question. Have I trusted and focused my attention to the Lord Jesus Christ to save me?
Naisa namin na inyong isipin ang katanungan ito. Ako ba ay nakatingin o nakapokus sa Panginoong Jesus para sa aking kaligtasan?
Sometimes we think we're okay, we're doing okay, just the way we are.
At minsan naiisip natin na tayo ay mabuti sa ating kalagayan.
But it wasn't until Peter started to sink that he cried, "Lord, save me."
At kagaya ni Pedro, nang siya ay magsimulang lumubog, ay saka lamang siya sumigaw na, "Panginoon, ako'y iyong iligtas."
We would long for you to call to the Lord for salvation.
At nais namin na kayo rin ay sumigaw sa Panginoong Hesus para sa inyong kaligtasan.
I remember when I was on the Broadway.
So naalala ni Dale nang siya ay nasa malawak na daan.
I wasn't an old sinner. I was young. I was only 7. And I didn't do many bad things, but I still knew I was a sinner and I couldn't save myself.
Hindi siya taong maraming nagawang kasalanan. Siya lamang ay isang siya ay bata pa nang siya nang kanyang naisip na siya ay makasalanan din at nasa malawak na daan. Marapat na maghanap ng kaligtasan.
But there was a time in my life when I came to the point where I cannot be saved and I thought to myself, Dale, you'll just have to go to hell.
At dumating sa buhay niya sa kanya na naisip niya na siya ay hindi maliligtas at siya ay magtutungo sa impyerno.
But at that moment, the Lord saved me. He made me understand and realize that the whole reason why this door is here, the Lord Jesus died on the cross, was so I wouldn't have to go to hell.
Subalit dumating sa kanyang buhay na kanyang naisip na mayroong bukas na pinto na maaari niyang tunguhan upang siya ay hindi mapunta sa impyerno.
And just like Peter, he called out to the Lord. He said, "Lord, save me." He didn't have very much time, but he called to the Lord.
So kagaya ni Pedro, wala siyang maraming oras kung kaya't siya ay sumigaw, "Panginoon, ako'y iyong iligtas."
You know, it's very important that you are saved before you pass away.
So napaka-importante na kayo ay maligtas bago kayo ay mamatay o lumisan sa mundong ito.
You know, the Lord Jesus rescued Peter so quickly. He was so willing to rescue Peter.
Ang Panginoong Hesus ay nagnanais o ninanais na iligtas si Pedro. Napakabilis na iligtas si Pedro.
That was just from physical danger, physical death.
At iyan ay para lamang sa physical na pagkawasak o pagkamatay.
And you know, the Lord is so willing to save you. He so loves you and He wants to save your soul.
At ang Panginoong Hesus ay mahal kayo at ninanais niya na iligtas ang inyong mga kaluluwa.
And we read that wonderful verse, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, whosoever trusts in Him," just like Peter, "whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life."
Kung kaya mababasa natin sa Juan 3:16, ang mga talatang, "Gayon na lamang ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa sanlibutan, pag-ibig niya sa iyo, kung kaya't ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak, upang ang sumampalataya sa kanya ay di mapahamak, hindi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
If you were to realize that Jesus is your only Savior and that you have to be saved.
Kung inyo lamang tatanggapin na kayo ay makasalanan at nais niyong maligtas.
And if you were to put your trust in the Lord Jesus just like Peter did.
At kung kayo ay magtitiwala sa Panginoong Jesus,
you could be saved from your sins and saved for heaven.
Kayo ay maliligtas mula sa inyong mga kasalanan at magkakaroon ng kaligtasan at magtutungo sa kalangitan.
So I'm just going to read that verse in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 one more time. Acts 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
So sa Aklat ng Gawa, chapter 4, verse 12, sa kanya lamang matatagpuan ang kaligtasan, sapagkat walang ibang pangalan ng sinumang tao sa buong mundo na ibinigay ng Diyos sa mga tao upang tayo ay maligtas.
To not be saved is to be lost forever.
At kung kayo ay hindi magkakaroon ng kaligtasan, kayo ay mawawala o kayo ay magtutungo sa walang hanggang kapahamakan.
And thank you very much for listening and thank you. Salamat, Raquel. We'll pray. Father in heaven, we're grateful for the Lord Jesus. We're thankful for the fact that there is a Savior, and He's so close, and He's so willing, and He's so ready to save. He's willing to save all that come unto God by Him. We pray for any in our meeting that is not saved. We pray that they will be saved, and we just leave ourselves in Thy hand. For Thy blessing, give us a good day and night, and afternoon, just commit ourselves in the hand in thy name, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.